Hi, and welcome back to Let's Talk For Real, second podcast in two stretches of weeks.
Ooh,
problem is, the last one got copyrighted.
Yeah, but that means we're not on YouTube, but it's fine because we're still on what, Spotify and Podbean. But
and Anchor.
Anchor.
And from Anchor, we're pretty much everywhere, essentially.
Yep.
So apologies for that, but it was just really just a comeback, really.
Yeah.
Was a bit non, again, apologies for the length of time it took. Yeah, so we could put it on YouTube if we wanted, but it's just quite a long process and I can't really be bothered to do that. So this episode is mainly going to be focused on a certain virus, a certain woman called Patrona, who's going out there and spreading her illness all over the gaff. So we're going to essentially just deep down to that, tell you things that perhaps the main media don't know, things that they're not
or
telling you.
Or won't show you on the news and that.
Yeah, they won't
they
show
won't
you on
show,
the news.
Yeah, exactly.
There's stories coming from just everyday citizens that are on the front lines, like the NHS workers, like someone we're going to show you in a minute. People in Spain showing you and telling you things that you won't even hear on the media. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories because there's loads of them going around, of course. This is the age of social media, so you are bound to get that. I'm just going to give our various opinions, views on them, which is what we do. And do you know what we forgot to do last time, by the way?
What did we forgot to do?
Don't forget, like, subscribe, we didn't say that.
No, because that's what we're come back from, so yeah.
But yeah, guys, please do make sure, if you want to keep up to date with everything in general, then give us a like, helps us get noticed, give us a comment on your views, what you think about everything that's going on right now. Are you scared to go out of your house? Are you an NHS worker? If so, do you really want to go to work? And if you are going to work, then fair play to you guys. The real heroes out there right now.
Definitely.
Share this video to your friends. Maybe we have sources that even the you guys might not know about. So yeah, I'm going to open us up with a funny joke just to keep things lighthearted. If I can find it. Yes, here it
is. You've got the funny joke and I've got the fun facts.
Yeah. Well, I did say we'd both do funny joke, but I hadn't stopped on facts, so yeah.
I like my facts, innit?
Only a genius can say these four words out loud four times without stuttering. I, as in I.
Yes, I.
Yam, as in I don't know what that is. Y-A-M? Yam?
Yam, I don't
know. Some sort of goat or something like that.
Yam is not a goat. A kid is a goat, like a baby goat.
Well, anyway,
I
yam.
Stew,
as in stew.
I am stew,
And then peed, as in I peed myself. Okay, so say those words four times.
I am stewed.
No, I am
stew
and then peed.
Peed.
I'll say it again.
I am stupid. I am stupid.
Got you, you fell for it.
No, I knew straight away, I was just like...
I think that's funny, you know? That's one of the funniest ones I've done so far. So yeah, we're going to do what we've done in the... This is episode 23. I know episode 22 you guys can't really see, but the listeners, you guys know this is episode 23. So I'm going to do what we've done on the prior episode before that one, which we sort of started getting clips involved, which is really good. I actually feel that's a step forward.
No, getting clips in, obviously, a podcast. Even if you can't see it, you'll still hear it. I mean, it's exclusive behind the scenes that won't show you on the news or the media, because if it was brought out, people would be like, well, why wasn't this shown before? But we thought we would do it because it's real life today. I mean, this situation, like, realistically could last a whole year till we get a vaccination, like you said.
Yeah.
But with the lockdown, it could last till... The government don't know when the lockdown could last. They say May, June, July. It may not be that. It may be up until October when the social distancing cuts. So it would make sense to cut the lockdown way up until, like, autumn, which will be stupid. But if we did lift that lockdown, say, in April, May, sorry, not April, May. May, June, right? And then they say social distance to October. That doesn't make sense. Because they'll be like, oh, the lockdown's lifted. Yeah, we could go outside. But still, there's going to be a bunch of people who will still not take no notice of the social distancing.
Because I was watching on... I'm okay, don't worry. I was watching on, you know, to watch good podcasts.
Yeah.
With Simon and Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, yeah, they reckon, let's say... Like you said, let's say this lockdown is lifted in May, for argument's sake, June at the latest.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have so many people for the initial one, two, first weeks of, like, freedom, essentially, yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to get people packed in pubs just celebrating,
and
people packed in clubs,
parks,
packed in parks.
Everywhere.
And then it's going to start again.
It's going to start getting worse, and that's when, like I said...
But, in theory... If they've all been knocked down and they've been not ill, it won't get worse because they haven't been out, so...
No, exactly, yeah.
But they could touch stuff that still has to fight, so it's all a bit complicated, to
like
be honest.
They're doing, was it trying to do this chlorine spray? That's what they're saying, cleaners in London should go around and do the chlorine spray in the streets, everywhere. I think that'll make a lot of sense, because...
Because I heard they are starting to, well, finally sterilise the, undergrounds, they've been cleaning
deep
it
cleaning,
every day.
Yeah, yeah, because there's a time limit when you can and can't go underground.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
they've got rid of...
they've got rid of the night tube.
Yeah, that's right.
Obviously, that makes a lot of sense. That's only temporary. I'm thinking, oh, okay.
And the night tube is only available for key workers, by the way, guys, yeah? Key workers,
yeah.
Take note of that.
Key workers, not
so that's
simply.
Anyone working in retail, anyone doing delivery jobs,
NHS
especially.
Mm-hmm.
Just everyday jobs that, well, people would, before all this happened, someone, you would say to somebody, oh, what's your job? Oh, you know, I'm just a cashier, and they go, oh, well, okay, well, is that it? But now, when you say to someone, like, what's your job? You say, yeah, I'm a cashier. A lot of customers would come up to that person and go, oh, thank you. You know what? You're doing a really good job. Like, people would have so much more appreciation now for cashiers.
I've noticed that a lot.
Stuff.
When I'm...
Say what you do.
No, but I work in a small shop. I'm just going to say, I work in a small shop. And I've noticed that quite a few customers are saying, thank you for staying open. You're doing a good job. But please keep safe. You never know what can be around the corner. And I said, thank you. So obviously, I'll get to say thank you to them. We're doing our best. You know, we've got... say shielding at work, like we've got like barriers there. We have to wear gloves.
They're not bulletproof, by the way, are they?
No, they're like
just
the plastic.
Yeah,
the thing is,
plastic.
I don't know why they're plastic, but you know, you've got this sign on it that says please do not touch. But when I look at it, I'm thinking, why is there a lot of smudges on there? It's disgusting. Clean it.
No.
I mean, and it's not my job because I'm not cleaner. I mean, I have to do my bit as well, but. I mean,
and I'm seeing so many people out there in the public that are so over. There's people. There's no thin line, by the way. There's either people overreacting way too much or underreacting and just going on as normal.
Yeah.
There's no in between with this country right now.
Oh,
I see people out there walking out as if they're Homer Simpson on the way to the power plants. You know what I mean? Like with the whole hazard suit and everything.
Oh God, yeah. It's just. I think I kind of. I say, like, people wear masks and gloves, seen as paranoid. If they're only wearing gloves, fair enough. If you're just wearing...
That's what I do
at work, honey. But if they're wearing just masks and wearing no gloves, I'm thinking...
That's
basically
stupid.
Basically, you're going to get more ill than you're doing that the last time.
Because if you're just wearing a mask... I see so many people that only wear a mask.
Kind of to say, we went to the shops earlier, and I went out like this because I was so hot. I'm thinking,
yeah.
I'd hate to wear stuff that suffocate me.
Exactly.
I'm claustrophobic.
That's why
I
refuse. In my job...
I refuse a lot.
I was told that I have to wear a mask, and I said, sorry, but I don't want to because... I've been doing my research. I can tell you guys right now, wearing a mask don't do nothing. In fact, it somehow makes it worse.
Oh,
and if you don't believe me, then look it up.
Look at your research.
Do your own research into this. Don't believe everything out there that the media is telling you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You all need to do your own research and not just listen to what Boris Johnson says or Hancock says or this daily TV thing they keep doing. You need to do your own research. Because I can tell you the mask... And let's say it does help. Do you guys really like having to wear a mask? Like, do you not feel like nonsense or idiots out there? Just
I feel really quite claustrophobic. Don't feel right.
And you keep feeling your own breath pushed up against
you. Plus, if you sneeze or cough, it's going to go back at you and then you're going to get sick.
Exactly.
You're going to get sick from the whatever it is.
Because, like, in my job, yeah, there's a guy, you know him, I'm not going to say his name, the one I get on well with.
Yeah.
He has, like, a big beard. Yeah. And they say, if you have a beard and wear a mask, it's like, 10 times worse.
Yeah.
You're better off
you
not
might
having
as well
a
just
mask.
Show, yeah, not have a mask
because
or show
everything,
your
beard. Like, all the breath and all the
bacteria
disease,
gets in
the bacteria,
your,
as she said.
Bacteria gets in your beard. Yeah,
exactly.
And then, never think about that.
So, yeah, that's one key point I would say to you guys. Don't mm-hmm. wear. I am anal when it comes to gloves. You have to wear gloves right now, I don't care.
Yeah.
But do not be out there wearing these skin-tight surgeon gloves.
No,
if
because,
you just have,
like, you can't see it, but, hold on. Like, with my hands right now, you probably can't see it.
No, the, probably won't.
They probably won't, but
the they are
persistent, really dry, sore, like, itchy. They've got red marks on them. That's because I've been wearing those silly gloves. I mean, because I might have an allergic reaction to the rubber or the latex of it. I don't know. I never had an allergen test. Like, with... Obviously
and that's the thing, there could be people out there, like maybe not like you, but worse, that are actually allergic to stuff like that.
Yeah. But
so I would recommend, if you want to wear gloves, well, you have to, I think you have to. I don't think that should be a choice. I think you guys have to wear gloves. But I think you shouldn't go out there wearing these skin tight. And if you're with the NHS, I understand, that's like, you have to.
You
isn't
have
it?
To,
those
yeah.
are the only ones that are available to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I would say wear gloves. Do I even have... No, I don't. I've got... they're in my bag somewhere. But just wear, like, normal cotton gloves. Or even leather gloves, to be honest. Maybe
I'd
that might be
gloves,
a little better.
Yeah. I was thinking getting leather
cotton,
gloves.
Cotton, leather, silicone, maybe.
What's silicone? I've got one.
It's like the smooth, silky one.
We have at work, actually. The quite see-through ones.
Yeah.
We have at work, yeah.
Mate, yeah.
They're quite better for my skin, actually. Because
yeah.
right now, it's irritating my hands. I mean, obviously, you other people will be different. But I have sensitive skin a lot. And plus, I have a weakened immune system. Yes, I'm saying right now, I've seen myself quite vulnerable, but I still have to go to my job and that, you know.
Yeah. So that's, like, gloves to me, guys, if you...
Mm.
Even the next... We're going to show you the first clip, right? And there's
yep.
a woman speaking, and she's saying that people, even with... If you're 12, if you're 20,
if
you're,
if you're
30, 40, 60...
Or you're healthy or not healthy...
This
it doesn't
disease,
matter.
Don't care.
It doesn't
will
care.
Get you.
It's not a race thing, like she said.
As she said, yeah.
It's not.
It's like what Robbie from AFTV says.
Mm-hmm.
This disease does not discriminate.
Yeah.
It will get to a Tottenham fan of 65 years of age, and it will get to an Arsenal fan of 12 years of age.
Yeah,
it
and then
doesn't
it'll keep going on and on and on. And it's not like this silly little virus has gone, oh, I'm just going to discriminate people. It wouldn't do that. It's silly. It doesn't have a brain. It may be smart, you know. Obviously, the research is like, it's got these DNA inside that can make a copy itself. Like, I was watching...
Oh, the infographics show.
Yeah. I was watching... Oh, what's that film?
Look that up, guys. If you want to know a lot more about this disease...
I was watching a film. I'm not going to say the film. But it's saying they wanted to get an insecurity virus, you know, to do with computers. And insecurity said... Like, if you let this virus go, it will make a copy itself, it will target people, it will, like, spread and spread and spread.
Yeah,
I was watching that movie, I'm thinking, I thought I'll video that, and I'll show you later. But
yeah, that's basically on the infographics show. How it
mm-hmm.
works is, like, it goes inside you, there's, like, a tour inside the actual virus.
Mm-hmm.
That it's all complicated, but basically... goes inside you, start cloning itself, and then it starts spreading out from there.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up, infographics show, they say it way better than I have.
Well, exactly, yeah.
I'm not going to pretend to be
I'm not a science person. I had my science lessons in class, and probably my best science teacher I've ever had. He said, a virus looks like this, like an alien spaceship, but they don't always look like that. They can look like a golf ball, like the one we've got now, with a golf ball with spikes on it. It can look like an alien spaceship with legs. It could look like anything.
All I will say, guys, is do your research. Because
yeah.
I'm no expert. Hannah's no expert.
I'm
we're
expert,
not
but I'm
an
a bit
NHS
of, I know a bit of my education. What I mean,
but
you know what I mean?
Just go on, watch people that are experts, like the infographics show. What if...
ASAP
Science.
Go on YouTube
those
well.
Three channels, any one of them, just go on their latest videos. It's all to do with
mm-hmm.
this virus disease that's going around right now. I don't even need to say the name. If I say virus or disease, you got people right now should know what I mean.
It's say, what's her name again?
Patrona or Patrona or whatever.
Patrona, yeah, I keep forgetting. I've got to think of some that Harry Potter spell, Patrona.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so we're going to put a chip on now,
yep.
Our first chip. This has come in for a few days ago now, but still relevant,
mm-hmm.
of an NHS worker who's doing her best right now on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in a sec, guys.
Hi, guys. How are you this evening? Woo-woo! Not on a serious note, it's... What time is it? 9:16. I'm coming home from work. It's been a long day. It's actually crazy. The hospital is crazy. There's lots of patients. There's lots of things going on. I mean, the media are not being true to what's actually happening. People are dying. Like, this thing is not a joke. It's actually crazy. The amount of people, and it's not even just old people now, it's young people. Young people are dying from this thing. This virus is nuts. Like, I don't do videos, so for me to do a video to tell you that this thing is out of control, this is like a major thing. Like, people are actually just dying. Like, Tuesday we had a patient come in. Tuesday we had five patients in their 30s intubated and put in ITU. No underlying conditions, nothing. But the media are not telling you about all these young people. They're just telling you about all these old people and these people with underlying conditions and things like that. It's not that. And it's not... It's all races. White, black, Indian, Asian, whatever. Chinese, whatever your race is. It's not a race thing. It's anyone. Like, anyone, this virus is getting anyone. It's actually nuts. It's actually crazy. Like, there's people out here separating themselves from their families and things like that to go and help people in the NHS. Like, they leave their house. There's a lot of people leaving their house, going to work. There's, like, a lot of people not understanding that if you don't stay inside, this thing, virus, whatever you want to call it, is going to continue to kill people. Like, it's spreading rapidly out of control to anyone, any age. You don't even have to have underlying conditions anymore because it's attacking you. We had a patient yesterday, 26-year-old, died. No underlying conditions, nothing wrong with the patient. The patient died. Like, it's a real serious situation. And I'm telling you this, it's 9:19 and I'm just getting home. And I started work at 7:30 this morning. It's crazy. Stay at home, guys. Stay at home.
So what do you think of that?
Completely mad. I mean, not right. She's had what?
She started 7, what's she say, 12 past 7 in the morning?
No, it's normally 7 a.m. She does a 12-hour shift.
No, more than that. She said half 7, I think, until 9.
Half 7 till 9. Yeah.
That's like over 14 hours,
something
like
that. Yeah, that's a 14-hour shift. Usually basic nurses would do, I know, because from experience, they say, we have a 12-hour shift, and then when the morning people go to the night people, they hand over. And then they'll be like, okay, this patient's going through this, then this patient's going through that, blah, 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 so and so. And I'm thinking, thinking in my head, how the hell do you cope? Because I'll be in a mental state, I tell you.
Yeah.
And obviously, they have to put a brave face on.
Full PPE, even though they don't have access to it.
Exactly, they should have full PPE, because if they don't, they're more reliable getting the...
There's quite a few nurses and doctors now that have died from this.
Yeah, quite a few. I mean,
and they're saying as well that what she was saying. By the way, do leave comments on what you think about all this as well, just to keep the conversation going between you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that video, just to tell you, it's not false. That's not like, oh, my friend who I've asked to do a video. No, that has come from a real nurse on the NHS. on the front lines. Mm-hmm. I don't, to be honest, I don't even know her name, and that's probably for the best anyway.
I don't even know anything. Like, I just saw a video of her and going, like, how she, her day was. There was this other nurse, not her, but I watched another video. She's saying she was in the car. It was the daytime, I know. And they're, like, they're literally on their knees.
This is
like,
the one that was crying.
No, they're on their knees. Yeah, oh. She said, we're practically on our knees right now. And it's too much pressure on them. I find it very upsetting. Like, I hear a lot of people like, oh, stay home, of course, you know, to save lives, protect the NHS. But there's still bigots outside.
As she was saying, as we said earlier before the video started, this disease, what the media won't tell, well, they're starting to tell you now.
Yeah, only now.
But a bit late now. But yeah. It does not discriminate. It gets to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest victim so far, death by the way, not case, has been a 6-month-year-old baby.
That's the youngest, way youngest, yeah. Because only, the reason
and
for
it's to those
baby,
of you that think like you did when I first told you, oh, but it's a baby, its immune system isn't complete, so of course it's going to die. No, okay, so what about the 13-year-old boy? Fully fit, fully healthy.
That's fine, yeah.
So what's the, how's that happened then?
I don't know with the 6-month baby, obviously that baby wasn't protected right, or...
Or this disease just don't discriminate, like
exactly.
The woman said.
Yeah.
So please listen to her advice. Do not, unless, as we said earlier, you're a key worker, you're doing something that is essential right now to the country.
You know, it keeps going round and round and delivering food to supermarkets. You're a supermarket worker, you're a delivery driver.
I even have someone where I work. He's actually a post, what do you call it? Postman?
Yeah, postman, yeah.
They're still doing that job because they have to. We need our
they
posts.
They have to, yeah, with bills and that, you know, everything. Oh, we're meant to be getting a letter from the PM, but we didn't, did we?
No.
We didn't. Where's the letter?
But you got one from the NHS saying you're at moderate risk.
Yeah, that's because they highlight there's three categories. You've got the lowest, you've got the moderate, you've got the highest, right? Obviously, I was in the middle, so I was like a 50-50, all right? But I know... Right now, I've been going out fully exposed like this. I haven't been sick. I may be sick only with the cold, and then I've gone over it. I've been having on and off sniffles, coughs, but I seem to have somehow gone over it. I don't know why. It's a bloody miracle. Absolute miracle.
And remember what I showed you on the True Geordie podcast with True Geordie?
Yeah, True Geordie. Yeah.
How he explained...
How he explained how he felt,
perfect.
I was like... But I was like that in hospital about a year ago. You remember about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, but we could just put that down to maybe you had a really bad relapse.
Yeah, but I was on steroids. It made me sweat a lot. I wasn't sleeping. I felt sick constantly.
Because then I could just turn around and say, oh, I felt like that as well over a year ago. Remember how bad I felt?
But they knew they took my temperature. I had a fever of 41. I was like, what? That's the highest. But my lowest was 36.1. I thought, okay, that's something going on. They said, you have an infection. They didn't tell me where I had my infection. They just gave me antibiotics. And there you go, blind as a bat. I'm thinking, oh, okay, just drug me up. The thing is, it's horrible when they inject you. They said, you'll feel a funny taste in your mouth. And it was disgusting.
Mm.
Because it's going through your veins directly. It tastes like you're swallowing bleach. It's like, you know. You wouldn't know anyway. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, on the point what she was saying... And it's a slogan that's going around all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any reason to go out, then or you live with someone and they tell you, do you want to go out today? Then please, get some sort of hard object, but not lethal object, and hit that person on the head, please. Because they have no reason to be look on the Sidemen channel. They've made a stay-home video for practically... I think it was like 20-odd minutes, and it's based off all YouTubers saying don't go out. Why are they going to do that if it's not a risk?
Okay, I can use that fact right now.
Yeah, I'm going to get on to that.
No, I just read the news on my phone. It's gone up way more again.
Watch the Sidemen. They've got the likes of, well, obviously all the Sidemen and all their friends, like Randolph, Cal, and even Don Robbie from AFTV, funny enough, and some celebrities. It had Lupa, whatever her name is.
Lupa.
Or
who?
Lupa, that singer.
Dupa Lupa?
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't pronounce it.
I can't pronounce her name either, but it's got a few well-known people on there.
Yeah,
so
really well-known.
And also, if you go out now, then you're really just saying a massive F you. to all the people, yeah, that were trapping last Thursday and the Thursday before that for the NHS and key workers, that you're just, what's the word? What do you call someone who does one thing and then does the opposite to that?
Two-faced or hypocrite.
Yeah, one or the other. Because you can't be going around trapping the NHS, go, well done, well done. And then going out today or yesterday, I don't know when this was, and sunbathing with a shoe crowd of people.
Betrayal. Betrayal. In a way, that's being two-faced, a hypocrite, or you're betraying the NHS. You don't give a shit.
Because when was that? I don't know if that was today. We're recording on Sunday, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was today or yesterday. They said that there was out sunbathing. Where was it again?
Hyde Park, Richmond Park?
No, Richmond Park, I think. Somewhere near Richmond.
Massive. I mean, you're going to need about
half a dozen police officers. And now, the council of that park has said, yep, the park's closed.
All parks should be closed in London. All in the UK, not just London. Yeah, but I say UK.
I agree, but Boris has given us that lifeline, given us just that little bit of trust, that little bit of respect to say, okay, you know what, guys? We are doing a knockdown, which he hasn't said, but it basically is.
Yeah.
But I will still allow you guys to do one exercise outside the day for 1 hour. And the people have just abused it, straight up abused it.
Of course they'll abuse it, because no one cares, no one listens. Or they don't speak a word of English. I'm sorry, but if in the UK you need to learn. It's like when we went abroad, 5 years ago to Italy?
Was it that long ago?
Not 5 years ago. It was about the first Christmas. It was 2015, wasn't it?
Was it that long ago?
It was way longer. Remember Christmas Day? We had Mackie D's. We went to see the Pope.
I remember.
That was... We went to see the Pope talk, but he's speaking Italian. We didn't have no idea, but obviously I wanted
to listen. But it's something to tick off your list.
So yeah, I've been there. I don't need to go back again. But you know what I mean? It was so nice.
But you guys that are going out for trying to carry on as normal, in a way I respect it, but in a way just
when you're doing it, it's not
if
right.
If you stay inside, to all the gamers out there, yeah, you have been told for years and years and years to go outside, go play with your friends, go get out the house. I don't want you inside playing games. And now you're all...
Now, you have to do the opposite of that.
Now just the perfect time.
Just to stay home.
Play Fortnite, play Warzone. That's the new Call of Duty game.
Play Sims 4.
Play Minecraft.
Play whatever.
Animal Crossing. Like Randolph is.
Pokemon Sword, you name it.
Pokemon Sword.
You've got the
technology. Hell, I even saw something funny on Facebook, yeah, saying new dating in 2020. It's like...
I guess it's virtual dating.
There's a guy and girl wearing VR in different houses.
Yeah.
And they're having like a VR dinner and talking and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so cool. Tell you, that is the future. We've got it right here.
If you're going out just to defy the government, to be honest, I understand that. I am 100% with that. I do not like this Tory government 100%.
No, but they're the ones who wanted to... do something with the NHS.
They're the ones in power right now. Yeah. We have to just go by with what they say. Even if you think Boris is a see you next Tuesday, even if you don't like this government at all, then if you're living with someone vulnerable, then do it for them. And with this, I could have it right now. Because I've got a very strong immune system.
I'll prove it right now.
I was ill. I had two chicken wraps that were 2 days out of date. I saw effed up there, right? Last night, in fact, I was quite ill.
But you wasn't shaking like you were in bed. You were like, I want to go to the toilet, remember?
Yeah.
And then you came back, you were dressed in a gown, you were proper shaking. I thought, oh, for God's sake, what's wrong with you now?
But that's my immune system getting back to shape within seconds. And then by today, the next morning, in fact, 100% better. Because my immune system... Not to big up myself, but it's very, very extremely good. She said earlier, was at a moderate risk. She could be prone to infection. If I had the corona right now, and I was just going out, minding my own business, seeing my friends, going to the pub, then, obviously, I may contract it. I won't feel ill from it, but then I could... We sleep in the same bed, of course, so I could contract it to Hannah.
Yeah, and then I can get seriously ill with it. It would hit me... faster than a bullet train the last time I had the flu.
Exactly.
And I know how I felt when I had the flu. I felt like, I think I was a bit way out of
it. And this is the flu times 10.
This is the flu times 10. I think I just can manage it. But if something goes wrong, God help me, literally.
And there's people out there, so many people out there that are making sacrifices. It's like myself, I can't see my dad. And I'm not gonna lie, I do miss my dad.
You can't see your dad until what end of this year? I can't see my family realistically November or December.
And Hannah's family are all the way over in Norwich. And there's people out there going to the park, working on their tab for stupid reasons. When there's people out, DT can't see two of his kids because of this.
No, he's on his own in his house.
And
isn't
they it? No, he's with his wife and one of his kids.
Only wife and one of his kids.
I think he's with Kieran. I'm not too sure.
Oh yeah, because he's like what, over 18?
I think so. That makes sense. Yeah. The likes of that, they have to stay away from him, those two kids, because he will be probably at a high risk more so than you, because he has crows.
I say 10 times worse than me, but he goes for like iron infusions, he goes for treatment, he goes for this, he goes for that. With me, I've been lucky not to...
You've had blood transfusions or whatever.
I had one blood transfusion. Yeah. I had one because I knew what blood I was. Then I had a day procedure, they call it, and I was just sitting there for 6 hours, like, I'm so bored. I was literally 6 hours, remember the whole day, just sitting in the day, you're going, help. Had enough, and suddenly the next day it just hit me. I had a lot of energy. I was thinking, oh, I'm back to my normal self. Then that next week I was like, oh, I'm so drained. You know what I mean? It just hits you in the face. Yeah. Proper.
And there's people out there. I have a friend, right? He's about to get married soon, September time. If he's watching, he knows already I'm talking about him.
Yeah.
And he can't even see his fiance. But knowing him, he may be seeing her. I don't know. But to be honest, I don't think he will. I don't think he will be seeing her. But even he will be making that sound, and he loves this woman like crazy.
Why do you think he's getting married then?
Exactly. Even he won't be seeing her.
We love each other, but we're nowhere near getting
married. We're lucky to be that we live with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've done the long distance thing. Even if it did come down to that, we'd be able to handle it and crack it no problem.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's relationships out there now that are being ruined by this.
But I've
been
somewhere...
one relationship already that's been ruined by this. Close to the family.
But thing is, I've heard that couples who are together, the woman should move in with him. That's apparently just, you know what I mean?
There's people out there that now are starting to realise they can't live with each other. They really actually don't love each other. Like, with no football on, there's so many husbands and men.
It's more domestic abuse. That's what I'm saying.
There's been, what, two kills, domestic kills now because of this?
Yeah, and there's been, what, one or two stabbings, we've heard?
Yeah. Which is actually quite good compared to the recent years.
Yeah, compared, because this whole year should be way less, should be way less crime, but there could be more crime in different ways.
In different ways, yes, because I would consider going out right now to be a crime, to be honest with you.
Well, because the police can arrest you, go, where are you going, what are you doing?
Oh, that you tried to do to me.
Yeah, but the thing is, you didn't have your papers with you.
It was the day after this lockdown.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
How am I going to have the paper the day after the lockdown?
You can't,
that's just stupid police abusing their power.
And plus, you're on your own. I don't know why they come up to you.
Went up to everybody outside that station. They were stopping everybody one at a time.
What the hell?
Asking that same question. And funny enough, they all had the same answer. I don't have the letter. It's the day after the lockdown.
Yeah, just say that,
But... yeah, so guys, please, follow the slogan that's on this daily thing. Stay home, stay safe, protect the NHS, or save lives, or something like that.
Yeah, somewhere, yeah. In a different
way. Yeah, and to those as well that are watching this, Nate, the Queen did make a speech on Sunday. We haven't watched it yet.
No, but it's
but
8 p.m.
I know, well done, Lizzie, that was a great speech. I agree with that second point that you made 100%.
You don't know what she's going to say. No, it's like 2:51 p.m. and it's at 8 p.m. her speech. I'll watch it to see what she has to say. And obviously, our next podcast, we could talk a tiny bit about it. But
to be honest with you, I couldn't care 100% less than what she has to say. What's she going to do?
The most thing I know what
she can she do.
She should say, like, I've never seen like this since the World War II. I've been through like more. Crisis.
All
this,
I want her to do, the only thing I want to come out of that speech, as a royal, and to be honest, as a resident of the UK, yeah, she's a resident first and foremost.
Yeah.
She has more power in this country, politically. Now, listen to what I'm saying. She has more political power, not actual power. There's people more powerful than her in this country. And I know that for facts. But she has more political power than anyone else in this country.
So she could do something. Like...
So she all, if she was to say, right, you know what, guys, I don't agree with what Boris is doing. I want a 100% knockdown. I want
people,
all parts
most people
closed.
Want that. Most people want that. I'm thinking,
I want people, only the NHS workers. I want only the transport services, limited hours of the transport services.
Yeah.
And the retailers who are keeping the country going and the delivery drivers doing their jobs. Everyone else, stay the F at home. Get your 80% wages that you will be getting.
Mm-hmm.
And just... If you're living at home, then it's peak. But if you live with your family, spend time with your family again, like you did. Stay at home. And if she says that, then there will people going, Jesus, even the Queen. Okay, I didn't listen to Boris, but even the Queen is telling me to stay at home. My God, this must be serious. Because there might be stupid people out there that are just ignoring Boris because it's Boris, isn't it? Which I don't blame them.
I just really don't care anymore. I can tell, like, when we first heard that he had mild symptoms of the virus, I was like, okay.
And he's still ill, by the way. He was supposed to be better by Friday.
He's gone for, an extra week in isolation? But now when we look at him and say, oh, he's lost a bit of weight, I'm thinking, yeah, because remember how chubby he used to be. He's lost it. People can lose a bit of weight by this. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what the hell? And then there's... And then I watched every single UK press conference.
Matt Hancock, because I've been at work.
He had the virus. He's only got quick over it. So Matt Hancock did the press conference, but he was still doing this. He was like this. He kept on stuttering and confusing. And I'm thinking, well, that virus actually really has got to him. I'm thinking, if he's not 100%, he shouldn't come back. You know what I mean? He sounded so, like, out of it.
Mm.
He had to say, well, can you repeat that question for me, please? He did that a lot. You know what I mean? I'm thinking there's something not right.
But like I was saying, if the Queen was to come out and say what I just said, there would be so many people, I'm sure, that would take that on board. Because, you know, there's people out there that love the royals, innit? They love the royal family. They know everything about the royal family.
Yeah, but the thing is,
basically,
that's a bit sad if you know everything about the royal family.
Yeah, it is sad. But
for start, Meghan and Harry no longer rules, so you can't go all
sad. And they won't be getting any help from Trump.
And they won't be getting any private security from Trump, so they have to pay their own security. Well done, Trump, because I salute you on that.
That's
even
the
I don't
first
like
thing I agree with him
that's
on.
That's even I don't like you. I think I agree with you. They, even they're not part of the royal family anymore, or part of the royal
Why should
royal
they be
working,
given...
Why should they be paying... Why should we pay for their private security when they have to do it their own?
Exactly.
End of. Your turn.
But like I was saying, if the Queen was to come out...
What's wrong?
Oh, I got something in my nail. If the Queen was to come out and say what I said, then there would be so many royal lovers out there that would go, okay, you know what?
We're just going to listen to her.
I have to listen to the Queen. She has more power. This is what they're thinking. She has more power in this country than anyone else. I have to listen. But I know as... the person I am, I know there's people behind the Queen. There's as I said, she has the most political power.
I might
power.
Be able to tell she's reading off a Q something. I don't know. Something like
some sort of screen.
So if she's reading off a screen, I'll be like, well, who the hell told you to write that?
Yeah, but there could be people out there that just go, oh yeah, but the Queen done it herself, blah, 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 blah.
Who
But and it's pre-recorded, by the way. It's not live to those of you that thought it was live.
Yeah, it's not live, but it's pre-recorded, obviously.
So, yeah, I hope you all watched it because it is important to watch. Even if you don't hate it. No, even if you don't like the royal family, I hate them personally, and I will watch it because it's important. It's to do with the country that I live in. I might not like the country right now, but it's to do with the country I live in. It's information that is essential.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope you guys watch it in the next episode, which will most likely be next week or the week after for 100% sure. We will be speaking more about it since we will have actually watched it. So, yeah, what was the thing that you said you just saw on your phone? Even as we're talking, there's more news to talk about.
Yesterday, there was... what, over 700 deaths yesterday?
What, has gone
700,
up?
It's actually a bit less, it's 694. A bit less, but still too much. So the deaths are still high.
Don't forget, this is at 312.
And well, on an average day, we're having between 600 and 700 deaths daily.
And don't forget, right, before you go on, there's idiots out there, a bit like Hannah, that are reading stats like that.
Yeah,
they're going,
probably not true.
Oh, there's only 500 deaths today. That's grand. We seem to be getting out the peak of it now. And I can guarantee you the media won't be releasing all the stats. And no. I guarantee you the media themselves don't even know all the deaths out there.
But estimate. Can I just say estimate? Maybe there's more
think
than...
of it as an estimation. Then.
So estimation, I'm reading... Now, this is what I read. Obviously, it's not 100% true. But I say on average between 6 and 800 deaths, I say. Between 6 and 800 deaths a day. Maybe 900.
And there's so many deaths out there that are dead.
But the cases...
They don't know if that's down to corona.
But the cases, they are still going up, but not as much as they were.
And then, again, that could be false because there's people out there that have the case but they're not getting the test kits because they can't afford it.
Mate, it should be on the NHS, not privatised. Because someone might have the mild symptoms of it and can't even get tested because they're like, oh, I haven't got that amount of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Anything new?
Nothing new exactly, but I've actually bookmarked... Oh, that's bullcrap. No, it says it rises by 621, which I read it was 684.
Exactly.
See, messed up data stats is there, really. Probably not true.
Well, you guys do your research.
Yeah,
again,
exercise could be banned outside.
I would say, when you do your research, guys, take it with a grain of salt. Just take it as Hannah said earlier, take it as an estimation.
Estimation, not exact. So,
because according to what I'm seeing, we've now got a total death case of 4,934. So I'm going to estimate that to around 5,000 now we've got dead.
Oh, this is disgusting. You know the Nightingale Hospital was made at East London?
Yeah.
They were thinking of charging the NHS 3 million a day to use it. That's disgusting. Are you trying to, like, suck them dry or what?
And the thing is, after all this
Don't
is over...
Don't do that, because you're practically... people are still dying.
And after all this is over, there's going to be people out there going... Well, you know what? This government, they really did help. They've given us 80% of our wages, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Once it's all over, can we have it back, please?
Yeah,
you know your tax that you pay. Yeah, it's going to be a 20% increase.
Yeah, that's why they say loan, you know what I mean? It's a loan when they said there's a loan to businesses, small businesses.
It will affect everybody. Everyone's going to be paying more tax, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Football clubs especially, it will affect.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this was, this was yesterday I heard that 708 deaths in 24 hours. This was yesterday's.
Yeah.
Then today's, it says 600 and, what did I say, 604?
Yeah, that's
what
you
said. There's actually 684. Estimate, right? Not exactly. What else?
So, another topic to get out. Exercise.
This one?
Yeah, I'm going to speak about that. That's my topic. But exercise could be banned within the whole of UK. So, if that does come to fruition, then I agree with that 100%. You can still do your daily exercises inside.
Are we
going to
mention that stupid panic buying crap or not?
Let's speak about that. The panic buying, I think, is mostly over at this stage. Especially with the whole lockdown.
Because there's no need to blow your panic, right? Because people were like, oh, we're scared this crops are going to close. Blah, blah. No, they haven't. God's sake.
We've still not drawn a roll since, like, weeks and
weeks
ago. Weeks
ago. That's why you got a 9 roll and I bought 2 lots of 4, didn't I? That lasted a lot.
Yeah, because
that's still saving money. Yeah, yeah. So I'm saving a lot of money, I'm thinking. And plus, when I went to our local, there's still quite a few toilet rolls in there. I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Improving, you know what I mean? I think
Anyway, any other stories for you to talk about before the
next
trip?
Blah, 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 blah. Not really.
No?
Well, the Spanish PM says that their peak is soon to closing by. So that may be not true or true between, I don't know.
Well, that is an excellent cutaway to the next trip that we're about to go on to. Thank you very much. So the next trip, sticking with Spain, again... I suppose you could call, I don't know if the Spanish have an NHS sort of system, but he's basically a Spanish doctor who's, once again, telling the media, well, not media, what would you say?
He's telling the truth, you could tell, because
to as many people as he can.
He's telling the truth as he can. I could tell he's very, very upset. He's
on the verge of tears.
He's literally on the fact, no, he's actually crying, because I could tell that when Spanish people talk, it's like, because they're really annoyed, I can't believe I have to do this, I'm so sorry he's saying this, but it has to be done. And,
so what's that you've just got now?
It's the sun, isn't it?
Yeah, so I don't believe that.
So they're right.
And when you guys are doing your research, before I show this next clip, 100% the sun? Yeah, it's false. Never believe anything the sun says.
No, because the sun really like to take piss.
It's clickbait. It's clickbait, basically.
And I read on, when I was in your store, I was able to come to you, I read on the Sun newspaper, it says, cough and you're off. That's really taking the piss.
Exactly.
I'm thinking, if I had a lot of money, I would shut that business down instantly because I'm pissed off with it.
If I
won the lottery twice, I wouldn't hesitate to go, yeah, bugger off, for you're sacked. I wouldn't give a crap.
Anyway, so
that's
the sun ran over. We're going to get on to the next video now.
Yeah.
Watch it. Let us know what you think. I apologise to the people on audio.
Mm-hmm.
To all our Spanish listeners, you don't understand this 100%. But,
there's subtitles. There should be subtitles.
Yeah, but audio... How do I put subtitles on the audio?
Oh, yeah, so
the people, he's a Spanish person, so I apologise for
that. If you're listening on Podbean or Anchor,
watch
on YouTube, because there will be definitely subtitles.
There will be subtitles. Let us know what you think in just a sec. See you in a sec, guys.
Hola, buenos días. Me cuesta transmitir mucho este mensaje, se me están cayendo las lágrimas. Me han llegado ya un par de audios en el que se está diciendo que personas mayores de 65 años les están quitando los respiradores en Madrid y las están sedando para que mueran, porque no hay respiradores para todos y se los quieren dar a los más jóvenes. Os pongo el audio a ver si me puedo tranquilizar y después haré los comentarios pertinentes. Por favor, escucharlo y compartir este vídeo en todas las redes sociales. Tenemos un deber con esta nación y con nuestros mayores. Y no les podemos dejar morir de esta manera tan indigna. No podemos.
Bueno, la situación en Madrid, os la voy a resumir, es absolutamente dramática. Los políticos son incapaces de ver o no quieren ver lo que está ocurriendo. Hay una brutalidad de pacientes por enfermera y por médico. No hay material, no hay espacio, no hay respiradores. Mirad, a mucha gente, a muchos pacientes, se les tiene que sedar y cogerles de la manita, porque la familia no puede estar a su lado, no puede estar con ellos ayudándoles a morir para liberar respiradores para la gente menor de 65 años. Así que chúpate esta, átate los machos, vete a trabajar con este panorama sabiendo que vas a tener que dejar morir a mucha gente, llora en tu casa, llora por la noche, vete a la mañana siguiente a trabajar. Esto es absolutamente demencial. Tienen que cerrar Madrid de una vez y tienen que dotar Madrid de material, porque si no, no se va a poder frenar y no se va a poder contener la propagación de este bicho hijo de puta. Aquí va a morir hasta el tato, va a morir hasta el apuntador. Entonces, por favor, compartir, difundir, pero que esto se sepa, que se está eligiendo ya a quien no se intuba porque no hay respiradores. Entonces, o lo frenamos de una puñetera vez, o nos vamos al hoyo todos. Y que os voy a decir de las medidas económicas, pero ¿cómo le va a importar a los políticos la situación económica futura de los autónomos si no les está importando una mierda la vida actual del personal sanitario? ¿Cómo se van a preocupar de la economía si no se preocupan ni de nuestras vidas? Esto es lo que hay, esto es lo que hay. Aquí, esto es marica el último, pero marica el último no a nivel económico, marica el último literal. O sea, el barco se hunde, ¿eh? Los hospitales están colapsados y aquí ya se está eligiendo quién vive y quién muere. Así que compartir, divulgad y compartid con quien os dé la gana. Y soy médico de la Comunidad de Madrid. Esto no es mentira, esto no es un bulo, esto es cierto, esto es lo que está pasando en los hospitales en la Comunidad de Madrid.
Bueno, he escuchado este vídeo. Tengo unos cuantos mensajes. Solidaridad. Hoy voy a ponerme en contacto con gente de China para que trasladen al gobierno chino, ya que han contenido la pandemia. A ver si nos pueden mandar respiradores. Como solidaridad. Otro mensaje de solidaridad que quiero pedir, que no se va a escuchar ni siquiera, porque no les importamos, como bien oís, es decirle al gobierno: señores, ustedes actuaron tarde, son los responsables de esta crisis que tenemos en España, sanitaria, económica y social. ¿No creen ustedes que sería justo que se quiten los sueldos durante el tiempo que esto dure, porque son responsables, y destinen sus sueldos a comprar más respiradores para evitar que estas personas estén muriendo? Porque lo que ustedes están cometiendo, directa o indirectamente, solo tiene una palabra: genocidio. Genocidio. Y tendrán que responder por ello cuando llegue el momento. Pues bueno, por favor, de verdad, se lo pido a todo el mundo. Compartir este vídeo de una puta vez. No podemos dejar morir a la gente que ha levantado este país. Seguro que muchos de vosotros tenéis padres mayores de 65 años. Y no, sería una pena que murieran sin que estéis a su lado. Sedados y asfixiados porque no han tenido un respirador. Manda cojones. Viva España y por favor compartir esto, que ya no puedo seguir porque no puedo contener más mis lágrimas.
So yeah, what do you think of that?
I found it really frightening. It's not right. It's the way he was on about, like when I heard him said we're gonna have to take the ventilators away from the elderly and give it to young people, and I'm thinking because they
you
don't
can tell
because
how upset he
yeah
is
he's
from
very
that.
Upset. They're saying they don't have enough, and I'm thinking. But they said something about ventilators having enough. Nah, that's bullcrap.
And
they only have a limited.
And he's saying, like, it's the old people that helped
yeah.
build that country.
Yeah.
And you can tell, even with, at the end, it's like none of Spain, and he's you can tell
Spain.
He's a proud countryman, innit?
Yeah.
And he's really ashamed of what his country that he loves is doing to the old generation.
Definitely. And when he mentioned about the parliament or government being genocide, when you said. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's manslaughter and what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not right. And I think
it's
they're
not.
The ones who have, what's it called? A suspend, not suspend. The
what?
Government should really, like, look at themselves and go, what the hell have I done?
And like, I don't know if it was him that said it or someone else, but if they got... He said something about wages. So if they had a 100% wage cut and used all that
money
that
they
generate,
could get more ventilators.
Yeah, they'd get more
they
ventilators.
They wouldn't give a crap. They'll work, take that money, don't take its wages, and say, here, we want a 100,000 ventilators. Come on.
And let me put
example.
It this way. I don't know how much Lionel Messi is on, yeah? But he has taken, I think it's permanent, I'm not too sure, a 70% wage cut. And Lionel Messi is arguably the best player in the world, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Him
yeah.
or Ronaldo is always between the two.
I think Ronaldo.
So do I. But he's one of, if not the best player in the world,
yeah.
taking a 70% wage cut just to help out with the situation.
That's very good, I like that.
And there's greedy, greedy politicians and government people out there that are just
yeah.
going, oh, yeah, but I still want to get paid. I'm doing my bit for this country.
This is if.
Ridiculous.
If I was getting paid, what, 300 quid a day and saved up to the end of the month?
And if this government, if this Tory government don't act now, then we could be like Spain.
Yeah, we could
I
be
was
like
reading
Spain,
stats
yeah.
saying we were worse than Italy were at this point.
Oh, yeah, we were way worse.
And the media, by the way, they're barely mentioning Spain. They're always comparing us to Italy. Well, right
Why
now,
Italy?
Spain
are
one of the worst ones right now.
Yeah.
And I, like you said earlier before the video, I think, if the media's correct, I think they may just be coming over the peak. They might just start coming down now. Because for the past 2 days, they're saying the cases to death ratio has gone down like 2 or 3%.
Can I say something as well, please?
Yeah.
I think I watched it on BBC News or on YouTube. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was in Spain or Italy. I think it was in Italy, where they were quite bad at the time. This man had exclusive to bring his camera in. He was proper suited up with goggles, suit, gloves, special footwear. They had a room where the guy cannot go in.
Yeah.
But there was, like, for example, 4 people with a patient in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened the door slightly just to give him, like, the treatment or something like that. To keep that area, the airspace pollution area, only kept in that room.
Okay.
Instead of opening the door and letting different air flow in, it's not good, apparently. So they've cut. I'll probably show you later if I can get it up.
Okay.
But this guy was like proper, and with the hospital they've taped one side, not taped but like barriered it off.
Yeah,
so it's a one-way system. I thought, okay, that's good. That's what he'd done. But what was very upsetting, people are still in the corridors in beds, still very ill, not being treated.
Yeah.
I'm thinking because they
can't handle
it.
Like the guy said in his country as well, Spain.
Yeah, exactly. That was it at the worst. But now I don't know what it's like.
Yeah. But that's that video down now. We're going to get on to the final point with this whole thing. The side that I love this side of things.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory time.
Conspiracy theory time.
So, according to this next clip, the person thinks that this whole epidemic, virus, disease, whatever you want to call this, is down to 5G. Down to the 5G radio waves infecting us all and making us all sick and making all the birds apparently disappear, even though I literally just saw some a few hours
I've
ago.
I've heard
actually.
A seagull, there I've heard pigeons, mind their own business, still walking.
Exactly.
I'm thinking, well, that's a bit false what you just said. You know, they're living their lives flying in the air, you know what I mean? I'm dead, you know what I mean?
So we're gonna play the clip first and then we're gonna talk a bit more about the whole theory itself. See you guys in just a sec.
Those who have ears to hear will hear. And those who have eyes to see will see. And those with a heart will understand. Now some of you lot know that it's the towers them that's emitting the radiation waves that's making people sick. Well, they're not hiding it from you because it's in plain sight. But people have eyes to see and can't see. Check out your £20 note. Tell me, is that not a tower? And those rings around the tower, are those not the emissions from the tower? What is above the tower and those emissions? You can see it there, right there, the tower. There's the tower. And those are the emissions, the rings around it. Yeah? Them circles in the hologram. What's above it? Isn't that the coronavirus symbol? The circle with the spikes coming out of it. Cool now, man. They planned a thing long time, brethren. Those with eyes to see will see, innit? And those who claim to their wise work out that then, innit? Cool now. Half of the story's never been told.
So, yeah, what do you think? The only thing that I think he has
I'm a bit speechless. I'm literally thinking, oh my god, it's like they planned it.
And you have to describe it, by the way, for the people who are listening as well, because they weren't able to see the video. Right. So basically, the new £20 note, right?
It's come out. It's plastic, it's like the 5, the 10, and then you've got the 20 now.
Yeah, it came out a while ago now, not too long ago.
February,
yeah, which is when this started to really hit the peak. Well, not hit the peak, but started to be spoken about more. And on that £20 note, I think it's on the back that he said,
there's
a radio tower with a bunch of radio waves and then a buffed up radio tower.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it. It's right there. You have eyes to see
the
coronavirus symbol.
It's on top of it and you can see the dot and then dots around it. I'm thinking,
and then it has a T.
Oh my God, yeah, and there's a T. T in what way? T?
Terminate.
T for Terminate, is it?
I don't know.
How can we terminate it?
Knowing him, that's probably what it means. But, I don't, by the way, disclaimer, I don't know this guy. I don't affiliate with this guy. So, It's just the source that I've got it from. So, and it's a topic of conversation to speak about. There's a lot of people like him, maybe not so much with the whole £20 note scenario, but there's a lot of people out there thinking it's these 5G waves that are starting to mess with us now. And I'm thinking on the lines of, well, I had done my research, and I'm using myself now as my own source. Before I got this phone, right? This is the Note 10. This is the Note 10 plus 5G phone, right? I've had this phone for quite some time now, more or less when it came out, which was what, last year, more or less?
Last summer?
Last summer, yeah. Wow, I've nearly had it a year. Still enough of it. This phone, but I still have no access to 5G because 5G is only just sort of coming into the UK now.
Well, people start.
I'm going to get on to that, don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I was on the sceptical side because I did hear a lot of rumours with this whole 5G thing saying, like, oh, the military use it for military purposes, something to do, like, destroy their enemies with it. This 5G has such a high frequency, it can mess up your emotions, control your brain somehow. This 5G is so strong, but because it's so strong, they can't have towers quite far apart, so they all have to be quite close to each other. So I was thinking on the night, okay, maybe I don't want to get a 5G phone then. Maybe it's not worth it. Maybe all this could be true with whole 5G. And then I done my research, and I came across certain videos, doctors, the World Health Organization saying, yeah, this is not good, blah, blah, blah. And then, so I had a choice to make. Do I get the Note 10 Plus or the Note 10 Plus 5G? There's literally.
I didn't get 5G, I kept with my 4G because I knew something was a bit dodgy. But
it's not, because I have spoke to the head, the CEO, maybe not the CEO, but the head of his department for sure. He was in charge of the whole 5G thing within three. Yeah? He had done his own research as well. He guaranteed me the World Health Organization would not release something like that if it was a danger to the public.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he was saying all those things of just conspiracy rumours and stuff like that. The reason people think it's dangerous is because of one thing. In Spain or somewhere in, like, some South African, what do you call it? Sort of South African?
Slovakian?
Some Slovakian country. There was a test. The first initial test of 5G, they had made the wave way too powerful, and it killed the birds, I think, within a 10-metre radius. They had all just dropped dead. So now you've got people out there saying, but I had a customer come in to me the other day saying, but have you seen any birds lately? And I was like, yeah, I saw a magpie not too long ago. How long ago? Before I came to work, about 3 hours ago. Oh, but I haven't seen no birds in this area. There's normally loads. I was like, yeah, maybe they're just trying to get away from all this. I don't know. Like, birds aren't just going to stay in one area. They move.
Exactly, they move.
There's so many people. And I saw a map. A friend of mine showed me at work. There's a map of all the places 5G's being tested.
Okay.
It's where Katrina, this virus disease, has hit its worst. So 5G is being tested in Spain. Spain is crap right now. It's being tested in Italy. Italy's crap right now. China, crap. America, crap. Us, crap. So all the places, that's like saying 2 + 2 = 4. Like, it's all people just trying to add up dots together just to make a puzzle. It's not that deep.
I think it's absolutely not. It doesn't sound right. It's not right. Imagine if we'd never had 5G at this moment. Then we can't.
Well, to be honest, we don't. I don't. Not on 3 at least.
No, there's people
out there that believe this, that have been going out there. I don't know how many now, but they've been trying to destroy 5G towers because of all this.
No, they're setting fire to them. I'm thinking, that's not going to help at all. You're just going to go cause havoc, you know what I mean?
So this is my source that I have from 4 hours ago. That,
Yeah.
Tech firms have summoned So they now had a conference of all the tech people to talk about this, yeah, mm-hmm. about these 5G conspiracies. So they've held virtual meeting, of course. It's going to be next week. Not now, but they're going to have this meeting next week. And the meeting is going to be about the 5G mast being set on fire. So it happened in Liverpool, funny enough, not surprised to be honest. So it was the Vodafone tower that had been destroyed and the O2 one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're saying complete rubbish. False theories are being spread on smaller platforms such as Nextdoor, Pinterest and petitions sites change.org, as well as larger ones including Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and TikTok. Social mm-hmm. media, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all false, isn't it? The only thing that I would say is, I've said this to Hannah many times, this ain't just come out of nowhere. This ain't come from some man eating a bat, rat, cat or whatever. The Chinese rats, yeah. have been eating rats, bats, cats, whatever you want for years.
For centuries.
And what? All of a sudden there's one dodgy rat or pat or whatever the hell it is.
They all started in a market in Wuhan and this woman fainted off and again, what the hell?
No one knows. Maybe the media know, maybe the media don't know. But there's a source, there's something behind the media that even the media aren't aware of that have caused this. And I guarantee you that right now. And the fact, guess what? The fact is already out. Because, first of all, I have proof. Prince Charles, apparently he was ill. He had it, yeah? No, he did. That story, you know when I told you the Queen called Boris to say it was false?
Yeah.
That came from the Sun. So Prince Charles, he did have it, yeah?
Right.
So if he had it, where's your knife? How old is that guy?
He's barreled. He's like, what, 70?
I'm not sure about health conditions, but he is extremely old.
He is extremely old, yeah.
And he survived it.
That's a bit suspicious, isn't it?
Suspicious.
It's very suspicious.
One of the royal family members is... Yeah, I'm old, but I survived it.
Didn't he say the media said he got tested or not?
Don't know, probably.
Yeah,
but the point of the matter is, yeah, how could he just survive it like that? I guarantee you now the cure is already out and it won't be released to the public until whatever's behind this are looking for a certain figure of deaths or they're looking to kill off a certain amount of people that they're looking for. Like,
this is where the population comes into it, because we've always been overpopulated for years. Every year, 2 years, we go up, 1 billion or something?
Yeah.
Something. But it's not right.
India are the largest population right now.
Yeah.
And they were the smartest ones out of everyone. Within a few days, they don't have many cases, yeah?
Yeah.
But they've already put themselves in a total 100% lockdown. Don't leave your house for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not even work in India. Because they're just not taking any chances.
No.
And so when they see the certain figures they're looking for, then they're going to release it slowly to, let's say, a well-known scientist. And then they're going to go, found a cure. Yeah, that's going to be about 20 billion, please. Yeah, that's going to be 20, and then they're going to use that money for whatever the purposes they have that money for. It's all planned out, I'm telling you. That's why I think maybe there's that coronavirus symbol on the £20 notes.
You just said that.
To be honest, yes. Maybe, no, I don't, listen, the whole BT Tower thing, that's not a tower, by the way, that's a lighthouse. I literally watched a video explaining everything about the £20 note, but it doesn't explain about the coronavirus symbol. It just says, you've got a blue thing here for tea. Yeah, well, what is it then? You told us what the lighthouse thing, but not the coronavirus thing. I'm only trying to give an explanation why there might be that thing on the £20 notes. But I guarantee you there is something behind all this. And they were saying as well, with that, imagine if the Corona had come out at the same time as...
Patrona.
Imagine if it had came out at the same time as, for argument's sake, the swine flu.
Yeah.
Why haven't it... Something like this has happened every so often. Never two at a time. Bit suspicious there, no?
I mean, remember when swine flu came out? Everyone still was...
Everyone was what?
doing normal life things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that wasn't as spoken about as this is right now. That's why.
I even watched a small documentary about viruses and that. And obviously they mentioned about Ebola, swine flu, the normal flu.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, like, the normal flu kills than any other.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, it just proves that this is something that we do need to take serious, but not way too serious. Like, go out with the mask and gloves. I'm thinking, sorry, but that's been way too, like... Not... What's another word for paranoid?
Overreacting, I guess.
Overreacting, yeah. It went into a local for shopping. I did see a guy with mask and gloves, and there's me like, what the hell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyways, obviously, I like did you know's or phone pads. So, did you know it took Leonardo da Vinci, if you know who that is, 10 years to paint the Mona Lisa?
Right, that's
10 years.
How did it take? So, what? She was staying that, she was in that pose for 10 years.
No, obviously, the way she was in that pose for 10 years, also Leonardo da Vinci did the out, you know, the out sketching of her. Yeah. Then, obviously, from picture mind in his brain or his eyes, he said, right, I can paint like this whatever colour, this colour. And obviously, she didn't say that for 10 years. Obviously, a few hours a day, she might have done the same pose or something. Mm. But then, yeah, it took him like over 10 years. So,
that's some madness.
For just one painting.
Speaking of madness, we'll see you guys within 2 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, stay home, protect lives, save the NHS. Yes. I'm just going to end it there. Take care, guys. Peace.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Let's talk for real, start up the conversation. This is what you've been missing. Real views and opinions, touching on many topics. I know that you can relate. Every episode is something different and I can't wait. Christopher Maddox and Hannah Wilson, they keep it authentic. You know that I love to listen. I'm telling you just how it is. This is the deal, no holding back. Let's talk for real.